Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So Mishnah Zayin is going to talk to us about the big day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom HaKippurim. He actually wore two different sets of big day Lavan because he had to wear big day Lavan twice on Yom HaKippurim, and the sets were not identical to each other. In the morning, he would wear clothing that's called Pelusin, meaning it's a certain type of linen that were very, very high quality linen, and it was worth 12 manu. Ben Arbayim, Hindavin, Shel Shmona Me'el Zuz. In the afternoon, he would wear Hindavin, which probably means Indian clothing, that was worth 800 Zuz, which is 8 manu. So it was worth only two-thirds of what the morning clothing was worth, because the morning clothing has to be a finer linen than the afternoon clothing. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chamam, that in Shachris he wore an 18 mana worth of clothing, and Ben Arbaim was 12 mana worth of clothing, Hakol Shloshim mana, for a grand total of 30 mana, meaning that the idea is that the halacha is that it's got to be a grand total of 30 mana. So if for some reason what he wore in Shachris was only 17 mana, then he's got to make that up, and it's got to be 13 mana in the afternoon to get to that number 30, but it is a halacha that the Shachris clothing has to be worth more than the afternoon clothing. Elu Mishal Tzibur. This all came from public funds that were donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Wherever Begadim, the Kohanim, was paid for by the Machsa Shekel. The Imrata Lahosif, and the Kohen Gadol wanted to make it fancier than Mosif Mishalo. Then, meaning the public funds paid up until 30 mana. If the Kohen Gadol, if that wasn't good enough for him and he wanted more than 30 mana, so then he would have to pay for that privately. But even in order to pay for that privately, he would have to make his private money, public money first. So he had to donate it as public money, and only then he could use it to pay for his clothing, because he was a shluche didan, he was a shliach of Klal Yisrael, so he couldn't just be wearing his own privately owned clothing. The clothing had to be owned by the tzibur. So now Mishnah Ches tells us that after putting on his big day lavan and washing, doing kiddush adayim raglayim, so he began doing the avod of Yom Kippur, and all of it was revolves around a bull and two goats, two male goats and could Torres. So Balo Etzel Paro Uparo Haya Omed Beno Ulam Balamazbech. So the first thing he did is he went to his bull. He paid for it with his own money. So this was a Korban Chatos that was meant to be Mechaper for him and for his family. So he went to his bull, and the bull was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbech. Rosh Ladarum, the bull's head was toward the south, and its back obviously was toward the north, Upanav Lamarav, but its face was turned toward the west, and the Kohen was standing to the eastern side of that bull with his face toward the west, meaning his face was facing the same place that the bull's face was facing. And then he would lean both of his hands on the bull's head, and he would say a vidui on behalf of himself and his family. That's always the halacha when you bring a korban chatos, to say a vidui as you do a smicha on the animal. So he would do that. And what he would say was something that was a unique nusach avidui for Yom Kippur. He would say, Ana Hashem, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi Levenecha. I've done all sorts of averos. I've sinned b'mezid. I've sinned out of a sense of rebellion. I've sinned b'shogeg. Ani uvesi, not just me, my family as well. Ana Hashem, Kaperna la'avonos la'bshoim v'lachatoim. Give me a kapara, give an atonement for the avonos, the pshayim, and the chatoim, sha'avisi, v'shapashati, v'shachatasi, lefanecha ani uvesi, that me and all the members of my household have done. Meaning members of my household, wife and children. Kakas b'soros Moshe avdecha, like it says in the Torah of Moshe, ki b'yom hazeh yichapar aleichem l'tar eschem mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. V'hein on an achrav, and after each of the times that the Kohen Gadol would say the name of Hashem, the people would say, Baruch Shem Kivon Malchusoli Olam Va'ed, that if they'd hear the Shem Hashem, they would have to bow down on the ground, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kivon Malchusoli Olam Va'ed. It's an interesting thing, that hearing the Shem Hashem causes one to bow, right? To totally be submissive to the Shem Hashem. It's an interesting question that the Achronim raise, that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is the opposite, right? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that when you say modim, you straighten up your body for Hashem. Because the Shem Hashem, you got to be standing erect, you have to be standing straight for the Shem Hashem. So why is it that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shem Hashem causes you to go down, to be mishtachaveh? But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you say modim, the Shem Hashem causes you to stand up straight. So it's time a good kasha to think about. But in Mishnah, so let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Zayin, we said that in the morning he would wear, it's a machlokas, of the difference in value between his morning clothing and his evening clothing. But in Mishnah Zayin, the Rav Meir Shita was in the morning he would wear 12 mana worth of clothing. In the afternoon it was 800 zuz, which is 8 mana, a total of only 20 mana. Whereas the Chum say, no, in the morning it was 18 mana, in the afternoon it was 12 mana, and it had to total 30 mana, and all of that was paid for from communal funds. If he wanted even more expensive clothing, he'd have to pay that out of pocket. But the morning clothing has to be worth more than the afternoon clothing. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said he went to his par, which was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and was facing its head toward the south and back toward the north, and facing, turning its face toward the west. He stood right to the east of it, also with his face toward the west. He would put both of his hands, and he would say, Avidu Evana Hashem, Avisi Peshati Chatas Luvnecha Ani Uvesi, and that Hashem should be mechaper for avonos psham chatoim that he and all of his household has done, based on the pasuk, and everyone would answer Baruch Shem Kol Malchusoli Olam Va'ed, because they heard him mention the Shem Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud.